Hi, may I
Hello.
please speak to Junisha?
This is her.
Hi, Junisha. Good morning. My name is Albert Ramirez. I'm giving you a call from the Depo-Provera contraceptive lawsuit on recorded line. Would you like me to see, ma'am, if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, that's fine. It's very loud in your background. You're like multiple people.
Okay, sorry about that, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No, I did not.
Okay. Part two to that question, ma'am. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't done any of that.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And are you filing this claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
On my behalf, please.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
I was on it for 2 years, 2.5 years. I ended up getting the meningioma. The meningioma. I'm just not waking up from my nap.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm sorry for the bad timing, but it is important that we try to see what we could do to help you out, ma'am. I'm sorry that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Can you please tell me where the meningioma was located in your body? Was it in your brain or your spine?
My brain.
In your brain. I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. Yeah. And can you please tell me when you were diagnosed? What was the date of diagnosis?
Yes, I can tell you when I was diagnosed. I was diagnosed May 6th of
2017. May 6th, 2017. Okay. And you remember that right off the top of your head. Okay. And may I please have your birthday?
It's June 16th of 1995.
June 16th, 1995?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. That is my oldest daughter's birthday, but she's from 1990.
Yes, we share Tupac's birthday.
Tupac, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yes, Tupac was born on June 16th.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to text my daughter later and ask her if she knew that, because... I mean, she grew up listening to Tupac because of me. And let's see. Next question, ma'am, is do you know anybody else who was injured by Depo-Provera? Is there anybody else, like family, like sisters, anybody that was also taking the contraceptive with yourself?
I have a cousin. She ended up getting it, too.
She did? Okay. And do you think when we're done we'll be able to you could text her my phone number and have her give me a call so I could go through this with her?
I could do that for you. That's not
okay.
A problem.
Okay. All right. So your cousin, and what is her name?
Her name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Bush.
Bush. Do you have her phone number?
She ain't got a phone right now. Like, I can only call her, like, on email. Because her phone, she ended up losing her phone. So, like, I can only FaceTime her, like, on her iPad.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, man. We'll get that. I'll give you my info before we're done. And that way you could just forward it to her, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much. Next question is... in regards to the specific Depo-Provera shot, did you receive a Depo-Provera pill or the Depo-Provera shot? Which one of the two were you?
It was the shot.
The shot, okay. And let's see, the shot. Did you consume and did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera by Pfizer?
Yes.
Did you ever switch to the generic form?
No.
Okay. And when did you start using it?
When I started Depo.
Mm-hmm.
I started my Depo, I think it was like around in October of 14.
October of 2014?
Mm-hmm.
And when did you stop using it?
I think I stopped using it somewhere like around in March of 17.
Like March?
Yes.
And was it March 2017? Okay, thank you. Okay, so that's 2 years from October to October of 16. That's 2 years. October, November, December, January, February, March. So that's 2 years. 2 years and about 5 months. Okay. So we'll round it off to three since it's over 2.5. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I have more than 4. Get it once every 3 months.
Perfect. Okay. And so 2014 is after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And the main injury was meningioma brain tumor.
That's
and, okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And your first name, I have it spelled of J-U-N-E-S-H-A, is that correct?
Yes.
Janisha, that's a cool name. Do you have a middle name?
Marie,
okay. M-A-R-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. May I please have your social?
Yes, 091-84-5200.
I have 091-84-5200.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your email address of June's Shabush at gmail.com.
Yes.
Phone number 419-467-1177. Is that your mobile?
Yes.
Okay. May I please have your home address?
It's 6064.
654? One more time?
6064. 6064. Yes, West Ben Alex Drive.
West? What was the next word? West what?
Ben Alex. B-E-N-A-L-E-X. Drive. Toledo, Ohio. 436. I think 13 is the zip code.
43613?
Yes.
And that's 60604 West Benefix, or what, how do you spell that again?
Benelux 6064. It's B-E-N-A-L-E-X. Benelux.
Is that Toledo, Ohio?
Yes, it's in Toledo, Ohio. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I have a zip code of 43612.
Yeah, it might be 12.
Okay. All right. And quick question. Is that an apartment or a house, ma'am?
It's a house.
A house, no unit number. Okay, thank you. All right, here's what I have. I have, okay, street number. Give me that street number again, please. Just the number.
6064.
Okay. Okay. So that's 6064 West Benelux Drive, Toledo, Ohio, 43612, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Next is, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
It was by my doctor.
Your doctor? And how many times were you injected with the product? So let's do the math real quick. You did it every 3 months. You did it for 2.5 months. So you took it at least 10 times, would you say?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, thank you. And what is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
It was Dr. Patrick Beeman. My God, calls me.
Dr. Patrick, last name again?
Beeman.
Do you know how to spell that?
B-E-E-M-A-N.
Beeman? Got it.
Yes.
And what city is he out of?
He is here in Toledo, Ohio, but he moved to the clinic that's in Cleveland, but I was seeing him when he was in Toledo.
Okay. Dr. Beeman, OBGYN, Toledo, Ohio. Was it Dr. Patrick?
Yes.
Beeman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I got my car key. Okay.
Okay, so do you happen to know his address or what was the name of the facility where you were treated at back then?
I was treated at St. V's, so St. Vincent Medical Center.
Is it the same? And let me rewind, I apologize. Name of the facility where Depo Provera was administered. Where did Dr. Patrick Beeman give you the shot? Where was it administered?
At the St. V's.
St. V?
Yeah, it's called St. Vincent Medical Center, but we call it St. V's.
Okay. Is that Toledo?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a hospital, but they have clinics in there.
St. Vincent Medical Center, Toledo. Mercy Health, St. Vincent Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is the address 2213 Cherry Street?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Are you off work today, or are you home today?
I'm at home, but I'm on my way leaving out. My sister needs me to babysit my niece.
Got it. Okay. My next question is, was Patrick Beeman also your prescribing doctor?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Thank you. same facility?
Yes,
Mercy
sir.
Health? Okay, thank you. And then what about the pharmacy name? Where did you get your prescriptions filled? Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, there at the hospital? Same place?
Yes, they have a pharmacy. They have everything in there.
That's great. Let me see if I could pull up their phone number.
There we are.
Was it at 2621 South Bristol?
No,
never mind. Nope, that's not it. That was weird.
Ooh, cold in here.
Where are you outside?
Oh yes, I'm. I just got in my. I'm about to head to my sister's house. She has to be at court at 1 o'clock, and I need to get there before she goes.
You watch the kids frequently?
Just when she needs me to.
That's nice of you.
She ain't my only sister, but she's my only sister that's closest to me. Our other sister is in New York, and she's like 60. So.
Okay, next, diagnosing information. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I did both.
Okay.
Then they did a biopsy as well.
Okay. I'll put that down under medical notes. And who was the diagnosing doctor? Was it also Beeman, or was it somebody else?
No, it was my doctor, Beeman.
Okay. Well, luckily you were at one place, make it easy for you. Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I never had no cancer diagnosis of cancer.
Great. Did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
So prior to you being diagnosed with meningioma, what did you have radiation treatment for?
No, it was after. I'm sorry. I thought you said after, not before. I'm sorry.
It's okay. These questions come at you tricky and fast. Don't worry. I'm always going to make sure we both understand the question, okay? Don't worry.
Okay.
So I am confirming that you did not receive radiation treatment prior to meningioma, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it radiation therapy? Was it chemotherapy? Was it a blood transfusion? What was it?
Yes, I did the radiation therapy.
Okay. And was Dr. Beeman your treating doctor, or did you have a separate one?
No, he was he did my well. My neurologist was the one that did the surgery, which that was Dr. Holinger. But Dr. Beeman was the one that did my treatment.
Okay.
He was the one.
Got it. Your treating doctor was Beeman at Mercy Health.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a family history of meningioma?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Okay. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was when they did the surgery.
Mm-hmm. What dates were you there?
Oh, May.
Uh-huh. So, like, May 1st, 2017, for how long?
No, I'll say it was, like, the 21st.
May 21st, 2017?
Yeah, and it was for a week that I was hospitalized. From when they did the surgery and for me recovering and stuff. And then I had started my therapy after that.
So, okay, so you said the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there for a week? Or like the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you mentioned that you had a biopsy.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want me to add to medical notes, the site of the biopsy?
No, I think we went over everything as far as, like, I can remember.
Okay. Perfect. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis, or will you be able to help the attorneys gather them?
Yes, if they can pull them at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you have access to your MyChart login?
Yes, I do.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. Next, you could choose to or choose not to include an emergency contact information. We request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case. For your loved ones, typically we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Would you like to add a contact, emergency contact?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Let me go. Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever did a DocuSign?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes.
Okay, very cool. So what I'm going to do right now is I need to do a quick compliance form checklist to make sure I'm doing my job correctly. Okay. I did confirm... I did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. We also confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. We confirmed that you use the injection for 1 or more years. You use it every 3 months. We also used that you use Depo-Provera by Pfizer, never switched to the generic. You received the injections from 1982 and on. We confirmed that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. We also confirmed that it's within the statute of limitations for everything. We're good. We're going to confirm the correct spelling of your name, personal information. Let me get that going. I have your name of Miss Janisha Marie Bush, J-U-N-E-S-H-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Bush, B-U-S-H. Social 091-8452-00. Email address juneshabush@gmail.com. Phone number 419-467-1177-6064 West Bene Lakes Drive, Toledo, Ohio 43612. Patrick Beeman was your doctor he was your administrating doctor, prescribing doctor, diagnosing doctor, treating doctor. Okay, let me go ahead and send this out to you now for signature. It's going to go to your text, and as a backup, it'll be sent to your email.
Okay.
So give me a sec. Let me log into my DocuSign.
Come on, Dr. Frost. Y'all can go ahead.
People all up in your business?
No. These two young girls is trying to cross this busy street, and I was telling them they can go ahead and get in front of my car to cross. Because I've done been hit by a car before, and I'm telling you, it's no fun at all.
For sure, it's not. Okay, so please do me a favor. You should be getting a text now.
Yes, I got the text message. And it's fine.
How we doing over there?
I signed it.
Oh, you're done. I see it's completed on my end. Okay. Well, we are done. That concludes our phone conversation. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the phone?
I can't think of any right now.
Okay. Well, just to let you know what to expect now is my team's going to review our call. They're going to make sure everything's on the up and up. Let me actually open what you signed. Make sure that looks good. Oh, it looks beautiful. Okay, you did great. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So my team will review the call, and then they'll go ahead and send the documentation over to the attorneys, and they should be reaching out to you within 48 hours. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You can just hand it to me. Yeah, I'm going inside. Thank you. Oh.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Bye.